A group of Darwin Indigenous community leaders and a local QC are promising to maintain a weekly protest outside the city's notorious Dondale Youth Detention Centre until it's closed. The NT's Youth Detention Royal Commission recommended the centre's closure 4 years ago after outrage over children being shackled to chairs and tear gassed. The NT government denies accusations. It's reneging on its commitment to replace the centre with better facilities and programs. Jane Barden reports.
For a second week, a small but determined group lined Dondale's fence. The government says it stopped shackling and spit-hooding teenagers in Dondale, but it's continuing practices like long isolation. The centre is an old condemned adult prison, which the children were moved to in 2015 after some damaged and broke out of the original Dondale facility. Larrakia elder June Mills.
We're not putting up with it anymore. We've had enough. Right? We're going to be here and we're going to be here and we're going to be in your face until we begin to get something that looks like what we want.
We all know here, and that's why we're here, that this is fundamentally wrong and it's obscene.
QC John Lawrence says going in and out of Dondale to cells which brought one of the Royal Commissioners to tears is damaging one of his clients, a traumatised 11-year-old boy. The boy is on remand facing charges including shoplifting.
At the moment, because they've got staff shortages, he's only allowed out of his cell during the day, 3 times, 1 hour at a time. And then at 6:30, he's back in. So it's barbarism. It's horrendous. I mean, you wouldn't put a convicted criminal male in conditions like that. This is a child who himself is damaged. He's clearly got mental psychological problems caused by living in a household full of trauma. And his case doesn't come on till April. So he is facing the prospect, if he doesn't get bail again, he would be in there for 4 months.
The NT government accepted the Royal Commission's recommendation to close Dondale in 2017. It promised in 2020 that construction on a new 30-bed purpose-built centre would be completed this year. But it's to be built beside the Holtz Adult Prison, against the Commission's recommendation. 33 kids are now in Dondale, 96% of them Indigenous. One is a relative of Natalie Hunter, a founder of the North Australian Aboriginal Justice Agency.
The Royal Commission says shut down Dondale. The government needs to get it in their head. Locking up 10-year-olds in a cage that was not fit for adults, that they are locking our children up at 10 years old.
More teenagers are being detained since the government passed laws in May, criminalising breach of bail. And Ms Hunter says she's been dismayed that the Territory Families Minister, Kate Warden, has rejected a proposal she submitted for an alternative to detention.
I believe that we need a trauma school, a healing place for our children, not Dondale. The government needs to start listening to the people instead of just worrying about their votes. And I think they've lost it now in how the treatment of Aboriginal people in the Northern Territory. To me, it's pure racism. Kate Warden needs to step down.
Gurindji woman Josie Crawshaw says she's watched inadequately addressed stolen generation trauma contribute to incarceration of her family members.
I've had a nephew in jail twice. I've got my own grandson at the moment that's in drug and alcohol rehabilitation place because they've all been part of seeing trauma in the house, and that's what a lot of the jail population is.
She was the head of the NT's now defunded Indigenous Child Protection Agency and says the government must invest in more therapeutic responses.
Because we're looking at genocide, because they've had every report and they've done sweet F.A.
The NT Families Minister Kate Warden responded with a statement saying the new youth detention centre will be finished this year and the government is funding youth diversion programmes as well. She said the new facility's design will strike a balance between ensuring it's safe and secure while meeting the therapeutic needs of the young people. Lawyer John Lawrence expects the government to try to ignore the protests, but hopes the public won't allow that.
This government is only interested, like so many, in retaining power in government. And so what we have reached now is an impasse, and what we are doing now is another limb of democracy, which is direct action. taken by people who realise that it's the only prospect of ever achieving any change that is required.
That's QC John Lawrence talking to Jane Barden in Darwin.